A statement from State Intelligence Services says former Interior Minister Bassir Odabo, former Defense Minister Helder Proença, and former Prime Minister Faustino Mbali were killed by military police as part of an operation to foil an attempted coup. Among the authors of this coup, the statement says, some came quietly while others tried to resist. That's why they were killed. The statement says security forces acted after gathering proof that coup plotters planned to kill the head of the armed forces, overthrow interim leader Raimundo Pereira, and dissolve the National Assembly. Dabo was running in June 28 elections to replace longtime President João Bernardo Vieira, who was killed in his home in March, hours after a bomb blast killed his chief political rival, Army Chief of Staff General Batista Tagme Nawai. While standing as an independent candidate, analysts say Dabo had the backing of Prime Minister Carlos Gomes Jr. The Prime Minister initially wanted the ruling party to make Pereira its presidential candidate, but when the Central Committee chose former National Assembly Chair Malambakay Sanha instead, analysts say Gomes threw his support behind Dabo. Following Friday's killing, Guinea-Bissau's Council of Ministers issued a statement regretting what it called the tragic events that ended in the death of political figures from whom much more was expected. European Union Foreign Policy Chief José Manuel Barroso condemned the killing, calling on the government to thoroughly investigate, bring the perpetrators to justice, and take the necessary measures to prevent impunity. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon expressed dismay at the news and said the killing should not interfere with this month's elections. The United States says it's particularly disturbing that these events would happen in the run-up to the election and calls on all parties to refrain from further violence and respect the rule of law. It's the latest political violence in a country that's seen a series of army mutinies and coups since independence from Portugal in 1974. Regional diplomats say that instability has been made worse by Latin American drug gangs using remote airstrips along Guinea-Bissau's coastline to smuggle cocaine to Europe. Several candidates are running to succeed President Vieira, but the vote is expected to be primarily a race between the ruling party Sanha and the main opposition Social Renewal Party's Kumbayala. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.